Verse 28. How can you reject faith in God, seeing that you were without life, and he gave you life? Then he will cause you to die, and will again bring you to life, and again to him will you return. In this verse, the glorious Quran gives his servants a beautiful reminder. Kaifa, how, questions the quality and nature of things, asking us how we could deny God. For if we look at our own past situation, we see God's governing role in our own life and soul. The word amwat is plural of mayyit and mait, the opposite of hayy. Hayy, in the case of mankind, relates to those able to move and understand. The Quran says you were mayyit, that is, you did not exist, and then God gave you life. Is there anyone else who gives life to mankind other than God? Is there anyone who can claim this? Could you come to life in the absence of a source of life? Therefore, it is the power of God that has brought you to the realm of life. The word summa signifies in sequence. After having come to life, God then makes you die, meaning that he takes back your soul and you move on to another world. Then he brings you back to life, which is the life in the hereafter. However, he states, summa ilaihi turja'un, to him will you return, meaning the realm of Giyamat. Therefore, that second life mentioned, referred to as the life after death, is before Giyamat, the day of judgment or resurrection, and so one may apply to it the Quranic term barzakh, the life of barzakh, or the world of barzakh. Therefore, to summarize, you, mankind, did not exist. God brought you into existence, gave you life, and then he will cause you to die. Again, it is the power of God that will transform you, bringing you back to life in another world, after all of which you return to him. Of course, since God is not subject to place or matter, the meaning of this return is return to divine reward or punishment. Therefore, the final return is to God's reality and to an appreciation of all the divine attributes.